Good morning, this is Charlie Tennant coming back at you for another 60 minutes in the radio. Someday I'm going to be self-employed, get out of working for somebody else. Of course, one thing has always bothered me about being self-employed. Who do you call when you're out sick? Oh, the other day I was at a business conference. It was really fun. The electric company complaining about its phone bill. The phone company complaining about the electric bill.
We started dancing and
music play. Well, we're going to. Coming up in the next 60 minutes, we'll have another Consumer Line report. Celebrity close-up. Mr. Hollywood checks in with all the latest gossip and telephones open for up to and including the ridiculous. Here's the new one from Lionel Richie.
From the neon turned the dark to day.
coaches running with the night. Two Kansas State University professors have been engaging in some of the wackiest wagers east of Las Vegas. Dent Wilcoxon, a professor of history, and his buddy Wilson Tripp, a professor of mechanical engineering, have been wagering hamburgers on some pretty weird and off-the-wall stuff. Recently, the two profs bet on whether there were more flies than worms in the world. After extensive research, it was concluded that worms outnumber flies. The pairs also bet on whether the Blue Nile or the White Nile has a greater flow of water. Tripp won that wager by picking the Blue Nile. Tripp also came closest to calculating how much force Samson would have had to exert to bring down the temple in the famous biblical tale. In case you're wondering, Samson would have had to exert a force of 917 pounds on the temple columns. Currently, the professors have devised a formula to predict the performance of Los Angeles Dodgers pitcher Fernando Valenzuela. Charlie Tuna! Have you noticed that the service is changing? Changing to suit you. Today, being in the service is different. The military realizes that when you become a part of it, you're more than just a number. You're an individual whose ideas are respected. It's a give-and-take process. When you give the service your time, you can have all the opportunities that are awaiting you, such as furthering your education, skilled training, rapid advancement, more money and travel. It's a whole new movement. Why not make it a career?
Consumer Law.
College students who are loading up on computer courses may be wasting their time. So says educator Henry Levin, who thinks only a handful of the jobs in technological industries will require more than a high school diploma. Levin predicts computer companies will be hiring janitors and sales clerks by the bushel, but programmers by the thimbleful. Don't believe him? Check out the Third World, where computer manufacturers employ thousands of illiterate assembly line workers. Levin's tip for today's students? Ignore the high-tech hype and go for the traditional broad-based liberal arts education. He says we'll always need people who know how to think.
Consumer Line.
When I walk through that door, waving a beautiful light, you gonna make me so. If you don't greet me right, don't you ever kiss me once, kiss me twice. Dream nice. I don't want you to be told. It's not fair to tease. So if you come cold, I'm really gonna freeze. If you don't want me to bleed, open his eyes. Dream nice. Make me feel at home. And if you really care, stretch my back and run your pretty fingers through my hair. I'm going to say, I'll be for your pets on it too. But if you don't behave, I'll walk right out on you. If you want my love, then take my advice. Realize.
The Doobie Brothers? Well, here's one of their old members, Michael McDonald. You like James Ingram, some of the stuff he's done? Here's that combination, and God will be there.
From each other. whenever you call.
Michael McDonald and Charlie Tuna, I'm here. How can you tell, by the way, though, if those nice people who invited you over for dinner are really a front for some weird cult? Psychologist Daniel Goldman says it's easy to spot the signs. Just look for examples of what he calls groupthink. Members who are afraid to leave the group. Followers who look and act like the leader. And the attitude that the group has a corner on the truth. Above all, Goldman says, watch out for forbidden subjects. If questions like, where does the money go? Or does the yogi sleep with his secretary are taboo? Take a walk.
Charlie Tuna.
There are a lot of things that make a moped look like a good buy. But think twice before you take one out on the road. The plus side, a moped doesn't cost much, doesn't weigh much, so even a small driver can handle it easily. And most important, it's fuel efficient. It gets about 150 to 200 miles per gallon. On the other hand, it's not a highway vehicle. A moped probably won't do more than 30 miles per hour and can't compete with cars and trucks on the road. So make sure you really want a moped before you put your money down. Back on the telephone again. Hello.
Hey, you. This is Crazy Yortop. We have many, many foxes here today.
I can imagine.
We had a crazy night. They are still feeling our chest hair, and we have our toothbrushes out, too.
You said you have a new recording for me to call on your answering machine?
We have a very good recording. Our friend from the sea has come and talked with us and left us a message for you.
Oh. Well, I tell you what, I'll get the number off the air, and then I will call. One of those foxes won't answer, will they?
No, the foxes are still sleeping.
Baby, when I met you, there was peace unknown. I set out to get you with a fine-tooth comb. I was soft inside. Something going on.
Dolly Parton and Islands in the Stream. It's Charlie Tuna back on my telephone again, calling this recording they gave me.
Bonjour, this is Jacques Cousteau. Oh. Jack, Dave, and Scott cannot come to the phone. They are out aboard the Calypso. They are studying the mustard sardine and also the ceremonial pickling of the herring. At the sound of the sonar, please leave your name and number. Au revoir.
I need a hearing aid.
There ain't no good in our goodbye. True love takes a lot of trying. Oh, I'm
remake of the old Four Seasons hit. We're talking about hanging on. Is your job giving you an ulcer? Don't call your wife for sympathy. Talk to your boss for advice. So says psychologist Suzanne Kosaba, who says sympathy on the home front may actually make matters worse by encouraging self-pity when you really need to tackle a problem head-on. That's where the boss comes in. Kosaba said it doesn't matter whether his managerial style is gentle or abrasive, as long as he encourages you to work out your own problem. Says Kosaba, he shouldn't step in and do things for subordinates. Just give them the sense he trusts them to do it well themselves. Right, boss?
Charlie Tuna.
Are your military personnel records up to date? Department of the Army Promotion and School Selection Boards base their decisions on documents maintained in your personnel file.
Although E6 and above are no longer required to keep an official photo in their personnel file, the Military Personnel Center still needs two prints. So have a current photograph taken and pay special attention to your personal appearance, uniform fit, and proper placement of awards, badges, and patches.
For complete information, contact your military personnel office.